Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It is Dukes and Bell. World Cup gets underway tonight for Team USA.
America.
Out at SoFi Stadium. Thanks to Mike Conte for stopping by. Let's talk about the Braves, man, because, again, it was nice to get out of Chicago, right? We had lost two in a row. Yeah. Last night was a rain delay, so the game gets postponed. They rescheduled it for August 20th. Fine. But, Mike, we find out today, and I'm curious to know what you think about how this may affect them. It happens every now and then because, again, during a 162-game season, guys, you're traveling so much.
But there were some violent storms rolling through the Midwest yesterday. That's why the game got postponed.
So weather, should I say, played a role in their team charter. So they were trying to depart Chicago on Thursday. The team ended up having to wait on a different charter flight to get them in from Indianapolis. Then they took that one to New York City. Bottom line is the Braves arrived just before sunrise today. All right, usually, guys, if you're not familiar with this, game's over. Within, those next 2 hours, they're on a flight, and they're already in the next city hours before the next day begins. And it's, you know, sort of the rules with baseball. NBA's the same way. You got to be in the city 24 hours beforehand. But sometimes you get delayed. These guys will be a little beat down, a little tired from this whole travel situation.
Shoot, man. Put the phone on no answer and just turn the blinds up and lock and roll, man. Get your 6 hours of sleep. You'll be fine. My biggest concern is how does Spencer Strider go up against – let's not give the Mets any life, okay?
Okay.
Mets are deader than Dillinger, as my dad would say.
They are.
Let's not give them any juice. By the way, Nolan McLean on the bump tonight kind of looks like Louis C.K.'s love child, and he's a ginger. But anyway, we'll see what he is. ERA 3.98, so he's all right. But let's see. I want to see Austin Riley. And how much do you and I, we talk to Grant almost every day about it. You know, what's up with Austin Riley? When's he going to get on track? When does he get that spark? Seems like the hitting instructor and the coaching staff has no answers for him.
No. Look, right now, and you're right about the Mets. I mean,
eight games under 500, and because the Braves have been such an amazing clip, the Mets going into this series are 15 games out.
Yeah, it's you're right about not giving them any life, any hope for that matter, Mike. I mean, that's
right.
Ideally, we want to sweep them and just stick it to them.
And by the way, we lost. You know, the last game in Chi-Town, lost two. Phillies are just eight games back.
Yeah, they've been on a tear, man. I mean, like if we hadn't been as hot as we have been, they may have caught us by now. If we hadn't been as hot as we've been, problem is they're killing it. And so are we. So there's been no real gain as far as, you know, you're not making up five or six games. They've made up a few games, but I give them credit. You know, they played better under Mattingly. I'm just curious to see how the Braves play tonight. And speaking of, what we're going to get tonight, Mike, bottom line is there are some guys on their way back, but the Braves did tell us today that they returned Hurston Waldrop from his rehabilitation assignment and reassigned him from the injured list and optioned him to AAA.
And Drake is down in Jacksonville. Drake Baldwin, speaking of rehab, that's taken a minute now, hasn't it?
It has.
And I just hope, you know, he was in such a rhythm.
Was that a hamstring? What was that? What was the injury?
No, that was the oblique.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
I'm literally sucking it in right now as we speak. I may be day-to-day with an oblique. But, no, it's just tough because he's been so consistent. Money Harris has been the one guy. Ironic, we got so upset with Money Harris the last couple of years about being like a half a season guy.
Yep.
Now Money Harris is that guy. But Drake, I hope he doesn't lose it. A couple of guys on the text line yesterday were saying, you really miss Sean Murphy. I don't miss Sean Murphy, but I understand you want to have some competent, you know, backup and a guy that can let him either have a day off or just DH, talking about, you know, our boy Drake Baldwin. But the other side to this is, you know, what's going to happen, you know, with Spencer Strider? Is he ever going to be the same guy? Or is it going to be one step forward, one step back? You believe in Spencer Strider?
I do. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I just have come to the reservation that he's not going to be the guy we fell in love with a few years ago. The guy that had us in awe, that was throwing over 100 miles per hour, Mike, and striking out 10 or 12 guys on any given night, I haven't seen that Spencer Strider. I've seen a Strider that's competing and that is still working through some of the things he needs to work through. But I haven't seen that Strider that just came out and went, I'm better than you. And then he's
the swagger.
Yes, right. And then he'd strike out 10 dudes, and you were like, man, I haven't seen that. So I just don't think he's going to be that, but it doesn't mean he can't be a very good pitcher for us.
Right. And then, as we said to Grant earlier in the week, and we talked about it with Tony Gwynn Jr. on Tuesday, I just hope, and I don't think I have to hope about this. I think it's going to happen. I think that the Braves and Alex Anthopoulos and his bosses realize this is a special team. And we've got to capitalize on this. And it would be interesting, though, to see the Braves, instead of being like reactive, be proactive and be one of the first teams to maybe, hey, what do you want for Scooble? What's it going to take? You know, what is acceptable? Guys, we might not – I said this to Carl yesterday, I think. We might not have baseball next season. Let's go be the defending champs for a year or two, you know. And, by the way, do you have, like, obviously J.R. Richie, Fuentes? They're going to want – teams are going to want them. And the Tigers, they're going to give up a generational Cy Young Award winner like Drake Scooble, who's now, by the way, finally getting back in on track off the injury. They're going to want the family jewels. Are you willing to part with one of those two? I say go for it, man. I say go for it.
Yeah, look, you've got – and this is a discussion we haven't had, but we'll get into it maybe next week.
We got a long time. I'm just saying. I hope that we're – because somebody's going to make that phone call to Detroit.
But you've got – pieces in your organization, and Grant alluded to this. It's funny because everybody goes, oh, Braves organization, their farm system's depleted.
No, it's not.
It's not what you think it is. But I will tell you there are some valuable pieces that teams are coveting, and it may be one of those pieces in the farm where you're giving up, Mike, your third highest-ranked pitcher versus giving up a J.R. Richie, and you might be willing to part ways with that. But we can get into it, man. I just feel like, yes, if it makes us better right now, you know me. I'm all about right now.
Right.
I've never
you
been
always
about,
say, I don't give a crap about for you. Remember like those Braves fans, we can never leave Vaughn Grissom. Oh, how'd that work out with Chris Sale, right?
Right now.
Remember that? We literally had guys going, like, and I get it, Braves fans who follow the farm system, but they never want to part with anything. You've got to give to get. And to get a guy like Scooble in here, oh, my goodness. Imagine him. With Chris Sale in a what always kills the Braves, best of five. Let's just say for argument's sake, we wind up with Philly or whoever in the wild card in the divisional round.
Sure.
And I'm throwing Chris Sale and Tariq Scooble. Giddy up. I'll take my chances, right?
It would make us so much better. 404-726-0929. You guys can text us. We got to come back. We are live, by the way, at Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes. Great spot if you've never been out here. Come on out. Great food, great drinks, man.
What'd you go for to go
The same damn tacos you had.
Oh, my God.
Those Mexican style.
My wife's like, are we going to get those? Yes, I'm getting those too.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Great time. And by the way, thanks to a buddy producing today, engineering, I should say, Day-Day producing, Oren back at the ranch, and our new sales. We got a great promotional staff. Great people. Good people.
All right, when we come back, you're not going to believe what he says about what he should have done. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.